The Truth News Network. When you think truth, you're thinking, and you're thinking TNN,
the Truth News Network.
And your master of the facts is Dan Newman.
Facts on the line today and every day at Truth News Network. Hello, everyone. I'm Dan Newman, and welcome back. Today, we're turning the corruption page of Congress. Pelosi family, big money corruption. You know, it's curious that members of Congress who live and work in one of the most expensive U.S. cities and make $170,000 a year in pay seem to fight for that job. You would think that $170,000 in many places in the United States is a lot of money, but in Washington, D.C., not so much. We're told by their frequent motions for personal pay increases they cannot afford to work and live in D.C., and they expect us to bow and thank them for their working for government sacrifice for Americans. Yeah, right. You know, they all start at that same salary, and they almost all end their congressional careers as multi-millionaires. Their secret? Job fringe benefits. Let's look at how just one member of the House of Representatives, longtime member, brings home the bacon. She's now House Speaker, and she's Nancy Pelosi. Let's look first at the family. Nancy Pelosi married into Bucks. She came from Bucks herself, but none of those Bucks amounted to near what the family of Pelosi is worth today. And Nancy opened the door to those big dollars, maybe all legally. After all, it seems that Congress is the place to go if one wants to become powerful and enjoy all the perks that go along with that job in Congress and the power that goes with it. Don't get me wrong. There are plenty of wonderful and honest people who are serving the nation and their constituents honestly in Congress. Then there are plenty of others who maybe don't cross the line when it comes to breaking the law, but they certainly get as close to the line as they possibly can without stepping over it. I'll put Speaker Pelosi in the latter. How so? Well, before becoming Speaker, Nancy steered more than, a paltry $1 billion in subsidies to light rail project that benefited a company run by a high-dollar Democratic donor and in which her husband was and is a major investor. When cloud computing giant Salesforce sold a large plot of land to the Golden State Warriors, you know, the NBA team, it had House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi to thank for helping to swell real estate prices in that area. Pelosi worked for more than a decade to steer taxpayer funds to a light rail project in San Francisco's Mission Bay neighborhood, where Salesforce had planned their new campus. Experts say the project boosted the value of Mission Bay real estate. The company's CEO, a guy named Mark Benioff, is a high-dollar Democrat donor. Pelosi and her leadership Political Action Committee, or PAC, are among the recipients of his generous campaign contributions. Pelosi's husband is also a major Salesforce investor. Pelosi's tireless advocacy for federal support for San Francisco's light rail system came under some real scrutiny for potentially enriching another liberal billionaire, hedge fund manager Tom Steyer. Now, does that name sound familiar? Like in impeachment ads running all over the nation where he's spending millions of dollars to impeach Donald Trump? In Salesforce's case, Pelosi's work appears to have financially benefited not just Democrat mega donors, but also a company in which Pelosi's direct family owns a large stake, as well as valuable real estate holdings in her husband's portfolio. Salesforce paid $278 million for 14 acres. Do the math, folks. $278 million for 14 acres. In Mission Bay in 2010. It bought the land from a group called Alexandria Real Estate Equities, which had purchased it from FOCIL-MB, a division of, Democrat financier Tom Steyer's hedge fund. The exact dollar figure of its sale to the Warriors was not released. I wonder why. We paid a very penny, the team's co-owner of the Warriors said. Real estate values in Mission Bay have skyrocketed over the past decade as the city works to transform the former industrial neighborhood. From a decrepit and seemingly abandoned old rail yard 15 years ago, Mission Bay has sprouted into San Francisco's fastest-growing neighborhood, the San Francisco Business Times reports. San Francisco real estate is some of the most expensive in the nation, and Mission Bay has seen some of the fastest-growing property values in the city in recent years. Contributing to that rise has been the expansion of the city's Third Street Light Rail line. Studies on the financial impact of public transit projects, including one that looks specifically at the Third Street expansion, have found that they increase property values dramatically in surrounding areas. Pelosi has been the expansion's champion at the federal level. Starting way back in 2003, and ever since, she has secured well over $1 billion for the project in the form of earmarks, federal funding agreements, and stimulus disbursements. That work has come under scrutiny since it was revealed that Farallon was a major landholder in Mission Bay as Pelosi, a recipient of Steyer campaign contributions and an ally of the billionaire environmentalist, steered taxpayer money to the light rail extension. A 2004 real estate deal gave Farallon ownership, roughly 2 million square feet of commercial space in Mission Bay. Salesforce's planned campus in the area was a little bit smaller, but still very significant, according to documents submitted to San Francisco Planning Department. Its four buildings would have comprised nearly 1.5 million square feet. An increase in value of Salesforce's real estate from 2010 to its sale would mean a financial gain for the company and its investors, one of whom? Nancy Pelosi's husband. According to her most recent personal financial disclosures filed in May of this year, Paul Pelosi, her husband, owns a stake in Salesforce worth between $500,000 and $1 million. Now, I question that. You'll hear why in just a moment. Pelosi first invested in the company in 2000 when he purchased between $15,000 and $50,000 in stock. According to financial news service Motley Fool, Pelosi seems to have acquired shares in a private offering prior to the company's 2004 initial public offering. Its stock has soared since then. Listen to this. Paul Pelosi invested when he invested. He invested at $3.75 a share. That was back in June 23rd of 2004 to be exact. As of last Thursday, July 18th of this year, 2019, that stock was trading at $153 a share. $3.75, and now at $153 a share. Does that sound at all to you like maybe, just maybe, a little bit of a conflict of interest? The Democrat leader's investments in companies with business before the House came under intense scrutiny in 2011 and 2012, when Congress debated measures governing insider trading by members of Congress. An eventual law imposing stricter regulations on members' financial activities even included language informally dubbed as the Pelosi provision, due to her and her husband's participation in IPOs of companies actively lobbying for or against federal legislation. Much of the information and Pelosi's and other members' insider trading came to light in Hoover Institution fellow Peter Schweitzer's book, Throw Them All Out, which investigated cronyism and self-serving financial deals by members of Congress. In addition to his reporting on Pelosi's IPO participation, Schweitzer revealed that her husband owns property in San Francisco that will likely benefit from the Third Street Light Rail extension. Two stops on the extended light rail line or about three blocks from a four-story office building owned by, yep, you guessed it, Paul Pelosi. According to disclosure forms, the property at 45 Belden Place is worth between $1 million and $5 million. He made between $100,000 and $1 million in rent from that property last year. The National Association of Realtors says that high-quality mass transit, like the 3rd Street Light Rail, can increase property value by over 150%, Schweitzer noted. There's a sweet spot for obtaining the maximum transit premium. 2 to 4 blocks away is ideal. That was roughly the distance from Salesforce's planned campus to a Mission Bay stop on the light rail line as well. In addition to the potential financial benefits of that transit premium for investors such as Pelosi, the light rail extension worked to the advantage of Salesforce itself. The company, which would not say whether it realized a gain on its sale to the Warriors or not, is aided financially by several high-dollar Democrat donors, like Tom Steyer. CEO Mark Benioff bundled $500,000 for President Obama's 2012 reelection campaign. He donated an additional $300,000 to Democrat candidates, according to data compiled by CQ Moneyline. Benioff is more bipartisan in his contributions than many prominent Obama supporters, but his Democrat donations dwarf the $62,000 he's given to Republicans. One of Benioff's contributions before the 2012 election was to Pelosi, to whom the Salesforce CEO maxed out with two $2,500 personal payments. He gave another $5,000 to Pelosi's Leadership Political Action Committee and $15,000 to the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee on that very same day. Those contributions came just 4 months after Pelosi secured $967 million in federal funding for the 3rd Street Light Rail project. Wow. It's deep, folks. It's deep. Why don't we ever hear about this? I just thought I'd throw this little tidbit in there. We've called the Pelosi office in Washington 4 times in the last 10 days. Probably no surprise to you, we've not received a return call. Got some more information for you and some news about Truth News Network going ahead right after this. Sit tight. At Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org.
Uncertain about what you see and hear in mainstream media?
Worried about getting the truth? No worries anymore. Get the truth, only the truth, at TNN, the Truth News Network.
At truthnewsnet.org.
Long live the courageous. May God bless and keep you always. The tenacious. May you always do for others. The ones who push forward and give back. Long live the greater good. The helping hand. Those who fall and get back up. And long live the truck with the strength to overcome. The will to outwork. And the commitment to outlast them all. Ram, proven to last.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
No identity politics, no political elitism. Read and hear the truth, always sourced from facts.
Real truth, real news, TNN, the Truth News Network.
Back at it. You know, where I grew up in South Louisiana, we did a lot of duck hunting and other bird hunting and squirrel hunting and rabbit hunting and pretty much ate everything that we killed. But one thing that we always said, if it quacks and waddles, it's usually a duck. In the case of Washington, D.C., and these members of Congress up there, that seem to have money running out their ears. And it's more than the money that we pay them in tax revenue for expenses. For years, we've all been trying to figure it out. We've wondered. We've questioned. But we've never really got answers. And folks, I'm not saying that Nancy Pelosi is evil and that she's breaking the law. But what I am saying is the same thing that's been said about many before Nancy Pelosi. And that is, they are taking advantage of the law. Maybe not breaking it, but they are taking advantage. This all sounds amazingly secretive and pretty much disingenuous. Think about it. Those who work for us and have the exclusive right and responsibility to craft and implement every federal law in existence, they're very obviously stretching the parameters of their own regulations, like conflict of interest, to personally enrich themselves and others in their circles using that power. All the while, they are preaching to Americans, the government needs more and more tax revenue to take care of business and personal needs of all Americans. After all, they want to do that too. Don't think this story is complete. There are several more examples of Pelosi-led financial wrongdoing that we have uncovered. We're going to come back to you with one that you've probably heard of on a broad scale, but I bet you didn't know Pelosi and her family were right smack dab in the middle of this one too. Do you remember that $792 billion Obama stimulus? You remember those shovel-ready jobs that he later admitted weren't so shovel-ready? It was actually called the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Probably the first thing that he did after he took his oath of office. It should have been called instead the American 2009 Porculus Investment Act for Political Elites. Yes, I invented that word, porculus. By the way, it probably comes as no surprise to you that, again, we've tried to reach the House Speaker to get comment on this story, and especially the next one that we're going to bring to you tomorrow. Maybe if they hear that this one goes live, they'll make a phone call. I'd like to ask a few questions. I obviously don't think I'll get the speaker on the phone, but maybe a spokesperson. The meat of the exposed Pelosi conflicts is far too extensive to restrict to just this one story, and we're going to have part two for you tomorrow. And if you think today's story was a really deep narrative about things that most Americans have expected for decades but had never been revealed, wait, just wait until you hear and see part two of this story. It's worse, and don't you dare miss it. We don't call ourselves the expose experts, but every once in a while, you just can't pass on something that is right there in front of all of our faces. We can't quite figure out what it is, but we're going to dig in and get facts for you at Truth News Network every time this comes up, and it's here. She's by far not the only person in Congress that's doing this, but she is the Speaker of the House. She puts herself up there, and she's right in the middle of the public eye, and she's all over the media. So, fair play, fair game. Back with you tomorrow with the second part of this story, the Pelosi family, power, and political corruption at truthnewsnet.org. Until then, you have a great day. So long, everybody.
Read all about it. Hear the truth. TNN,
the Truth News Network.